Dear people, one of the reasons Paul was able to live as he lived and endure what he endured was being able to see the invisible. 2 Corinthians 4:18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. The same thing can be said of Moses in the Old Testament. The writer of Hebrews tells us, in Hebrews 11:27, he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Many years ago, I went through a time when every day was a battle to keep from losing heart about the way my life seemed to be going. One day, this scripture really caught my attention. That was the beginning of a journey that has been a very impacting and rewarding adventure. I want to make this clear. Seeing the invisible may or may not change your circumstances. It will change the way you see your circumstances, and that will help you get through them or out of them faster. Another thing I would like to point out is both Paul and Moses had some of the most powerful encounters with the Lord recorded in the Scriptures. Looking at the context of 2 Corinthians 4, I do not believe Paul was talking about third heaven experiences, visions of angels, and so on. Those are very legitimate aspects of seeing the invisible and should be a part of our lives. However, I believe Paul was talking about how we are to live our daily lives facing all the pressure, challenges, and opposition we have in this world without losing heart and actually thriving in the midst of those things. In my experience, it was after I started regularly walking and seeing the invisible that the encounters, visions, and so on really began to happen. Not long after the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart about seeing the invisible, a group of us went to Zimbabwe. The social and economic upheaval that has decimated that nation was already beginning to have an adverse effect on the people. I heard the CEO of the only bank in the whole nation making a profit at that time say something I will never forget. He said, "Where others see disaster, I see opportunity." I knew he had learned the secret of seeing the invisible, and it was having a very positive and powerful impact on his business, family, and life in the midst of great turmoil. I believe God sent me to Zimbabwe to witness the power of what can happen when someone is able to see the invisible. The first thing the Lord showed me to do to see the invisible was understand and pray this prayer over my life. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Ephesians 1:17-18. This is an apostolic prayer that will change your life. Note, Paul prayed for a spirit of wisdom and revelation. He did not pray just for revelation or wisdom. It is not to simply have wisdom or revelation for a situation. It is a continual heart attitude of wisdom and revelation that touches every part of your life. It is a river of wisdom and revelation versus a cup of wisdom and revelation. It is also vitally important to understand that the spirit of wisdom and revelation is always connected to knowing Him. So, seeing the invisible really is about our relationship with the Lord first and foremost. If that is not the primary goal, this prayer will not go very far in your life. When the eyes of your understanding are enlightened, then you can see the invisible, and that is what the Father is so desirous to do in our lives. There is a lot more to be said about seeing the invisible, but in the meantime, start praying this prayer. It works. Many blessings. Byron Wicker.